With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventure, and the challenges she overcame. The book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Personally, I love My Life in a Book. I tried it with my mom, and I've heard stories I'd never heard before because, you know, they just never came up naturally in conversation. It's easy to use, and my favorite part is it's given me more of an excuse to talk to my mom more. You know, it's not always easy to come up with those on your own. Listener, check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code Obscura at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code Obscura for 10% off today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Listener, you can find the full list of episodes of Disaster on any podcast app. Just search the title Disaster in your app of choice. Or you can get ad-free access to all episodes on the Obscura Patreon. Another benefit of joining our Patreon is that you get access to a massive amount of bonus content for as low as $1. And we just released an hour-long Black Label episode yesterday that some listeners have described as the most disturbing episode yet. Go to patreon.com/obscuracrimepodcast to support the show. It would be greatly appreciated during this holiday season. Ads are down for all podcasts across the board. Again, to support us, head to patreon.com/obscuracrimepodcast. Thank you. February 2023, Fort Pierce, Florida, the Spanish Lakes Fairways. An 85-year-old woman is walking her small dog. Her name is Gloria Surge. It's noon and they're walking alongside a retention pond. What happens next was caught on video. A 10-foot alligator rushes from the water and attempts to grab Gloria's dog. The 85-year-old responds by pulling her dog from the alligator. This wasn't the right move. Though, who can blame her in this situation? The alligator turns its attention to Gloria. What you're about to hear is the 911 call made at this time.
This is 911. There's a woman in the lake. The alligator's got her. She's on Adelia Street.
She's what?
The alligator's got her.
This an alligator?
A dog? An alligator hunts a woman.
Okay, what's the address? What's the address? Okay, how big is it?
It's a huge gator. It's huge. I don't have anything to get to her.
Is she alive?
Yes, she's alive. She pulled her in. She pulled her in the lake.
Okay, hold on, ma'am. I'm gonna trench you over to the fire department, okay? What's your name?
It's too late. It's too late. Oh, my God.
Did it pull her under?
Yes. Oh, no.
It pulled her under?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to transfer you to the fire department.
Ma'am. Okay, take a deep breath for me, okay? Okay.
I am. Yes.
All right. How old is the female? How old is she?
She's old. She's 75.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's old.
And you said an alligator pulled her in?
Pulled her in the lake. I can't see her. I ran to get a pole to pull her out, and I can't see her.
Okay. All right.
She's under. She's old.
Okay. All right. You don't see any of her body? Nothing sticking out?
Nothing. I see a shoe. She was swimming toward me. I said, come to the bank. I was trying to stick a pole out for her, and I was calling you at the same time, and she's gone.
Okay.
She's gone.
Now stay on the phone with me, okay? I need you to take a deep breath. What's your name? I have lots of units that are coming to you, okay? And if we get disconnected, listen, your phone number is...
Yes.
Okay, I want you just to sit down, relax, and I want you to tell me if you see her come up, okay?
Okay, I don't.
How long has she been in the water?
Two minutes. Oh, my God.
Who else is with you? Are you by yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I just happened to look out my bedroom window and saw her. She was walking her little dog, and the gator grabbed the dog.
And took her?
She fell down.
Okay.
And took her.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I couldn't get to her.
And you have her dog, right? The dog is alive?
I put him inside.
Okay.
I said, swim to the bank, but she said, I can't, the alligator's got me. And so I ran to get one of my, whatchamacallit, your hand pots, one of my and shepherd took, and it was very long, and when I got back,
okay.
She was under, mm-hmm. And they have information of people, oh, I see her.
Okay,
She's floating? I see her, she's floating.
Okay.
I think she's gone. Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm going to let you speak with the officers, okay? I let my paramedics know everything, okay?
Okay.
All right. To go talk to them.
Oh, Ian, I think he's... Okay.
Despite what you might expect, bystanders did try to help Gloria Serge. Carol Thomas spoke of her experience that day.
She came up for air... And she pushed her hair back, you know, out of her eyes, and her arm was out, and I said, swim toward the paddle boat. We have one overturned in the lake, because I figured if she could get there, I could shove it out, she could grab it. She said, I can't. The gator has me. I grabbed an iron pole. I thought that's very long. If I can get it out to her hand, or if I see the alligator, maybe I can distract him. Hit his nose, something. And when I came back, she was no longer visible. There is nothing you can do. Just kind of haunted by that, you know. I don't know what else I could have done.
According to T.C. Palm, from 1948 to 2021, 442 unprovoked bite incidents have occurred in Florida. 26 of the bites resulted in people being killed by wild alligators. A total of 303 people have received major injuries. 139 have received minor injuries over the same time period. But that's not all. You may think this is the moment where I downplay alligator attacks. These attacks are increasing in number, rising from an average of just one every 3 years between 1988 and 1999 to about seven per year,
between the year 2000 and 2016. I lived in Florida for years. I don't think some people fully understood how dangerous swimming in fresh water can be. I find it interesting we live in a world where we overstate the dangerousness of sharks while downplaying the danger of alligators. On July 2022, a man was playing golf when he saw a woman, Rose Marie Wiegand, fall into water in the distance. The feeling of panic set in when he heard the woman screaming. He ran towards the screaming woman, asking if she needed help. It's then that he heard the woman scream she was being attacked by an alligator. It was 5 minutes into the attack when a 911 call was placed.
911, what's the location of the emergency?
Oh, a lady just drowned.
Okay, sir, what is your address?
I'm on the golf course at Boca Royale.
Do you know the address?
But I'm out on the golf course, Ringlewood. I tried to swim in and get almost drowned. Oh, God.
Okay.
It's a sinkhole. Call the clubhouse. Boca Royale Golf Course, Ringlewood.
Okay.
They'll get somebody out here. Oh, God. I think I'll have a heart attack.
Okay, sir, what is the closest cross street to you?
Highway 776.
776, okay. All right, sir, what is the phone number you're calling from in case you get disconnected?
I think I would pass out.
Okay, sir, just stay on the line with me.
Oh, God.
Sir, stay on the line with me. Don't hang up. I'm gonna get you help. Okay, sir, tell me exactly what happened.
I was playing the sixth hole, and this lady was across the water. Looked like she was trimming the edge, and she fell in. She was screaming. I tried to get to her. And she went under. I just couldn't find her. I thought I was going to die. Oh, God, my chest hurts. I'm 70 years old.
Okay, so you are calling for medical for the lady, right? For the female? Or do you need an ambulance?
She's gone. She's gone. She's under the water. Oh, God. I don't think I'm going to make it.
All right, sir, stand
help!
With me.
Help! Oh, God.
Right,
I hear people.
Stay on the line with me.
I can't breathe.
Are you at that location now?
I'm on the golf course.
Okay.
It's almost at the green. Hole six. Oh, God. I just couldn't get to her. I tried.
Okay, what type of body of water is this?
It's a canal. That's around the golf course.
How many people are in the water?
One lady. She looked elderly. Oh, God.
I'm sending someone to help you now. Stay on the line, and I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Listen carefully. This could be a very dangerous situation. Do not go in the water.
I've already been in the water.
Okay. How long have they been there?
It's been about 5 or 10 minutes. It was... Oh. 4 or 5 minutes before I got back in to the shore and called you.
Okay. Can you see the person?
No. I can't see anything. I'm laying down. I can't get up.
Okay. What was the last location of the person was seen?
in the water, under the water. She went under.
Okay, sir, stay in line with me. I do have help on the way.
Okay, I think I need oxygen. I can't breathe. I can't get a breath.
Okay. How much time has passed since you last saw the person?
I don't know, about 5 minutes before I called you. Maybe four.
What is the exact location the person entered the water?
Beside me. Help.
Okay, sir. Is it north or south of the intersection of Gulfview Drive and North Cayman Isles Boulevard? Is it north?
I don't
or
know.
Do you know? Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Hole six. The sixth hole on Boca Royal, Boca Off Course.
Hole six.
At spring. No, help me.
You said hole six, sir?
What do you need? What do you want me to do for you? My wife's calling 911.
She's on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. A woman fell in the water. She drowned. Okay. I tried to get her.
Sir, caller, can you hear me?
And she's talking to you.
Yeah, this is...
Okay. I do still have some questions for the man that called. I do have help on the way, though, okay?
Okay. How? Are you okay?
I can't breathe.
What do you want me to do for you?
I tried to get her.
Where's she at?
She's under the water.
She's under the water right here?
She's gone.
Oh, damn.
She was on the other side.
My wife's calling you now. She's calling 911, too.
Okay. How far from the shore are they?
Well, we're on the sixth hole at Boca Royale, and then there's a canal right on the sixth hole. And this gentleman said a woman's drowned in that right on the canal. They're in the canal.
Okay, but how far from the shore are they? Can you ask him?
How far from the shore, do you know? Or from the canal?
50 feet.
50 feet, maybe? Can you see her if I go over there?
I don't see her underwater. I swam out there. I couldn't get her.
God damn.
Okay, sir, do you have a... sir, do you have a street address?
Yeah.
That we can use?
Yeah, go. I'm in Boca Royale.
They need to get on that side of the canal. Well, if they can't get her, she's under the water.
Okay, my wife just said they're on their way. You stay here. I'm going to go see. There's a woman that drowned over here. I'll be right there. I just want to see her.
Oh, I wish I could have got to her.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Describe the person's appearance and clothes.
The woman... I was 80, 90 yards away on the green. She was working around the edge. She looked like she was late 80s, thin, gray hair. She fell over the side, the other side of the canal from me.
Okay.
Oh, God. I just can't get a breath.
Do you know what she was wearing?
No, I don't. Oh.
Yeah, right. What can I do for you?
I just need air.
Okay, sir, I am sending you help as well, okay?
Okay, and I see the woman. She's just floating in the water about 50 feet.
Okay, so you can see her now?
Yeah, I can see the body, yeah. And I would jump in, but, I mean, she's dead. And
no, do not jump in the water.
Okay, good. So I see the body, and I hear some sirens, too. I can hear them come in. Are you going to be all right?
If I could just...
Do you want me to lift you up or anything?
No, I thought it was...
Okay. Is anyone injured?
Are you doing all right? Do you need any help at all?
I think I drank some of that water. I got to her. I just couldn't find her.
Maybe bring a... What's your name? Maybe bring a backup plane on the ground.
Okay, I do have help on the way for him and the female as well.
Okay, good. Okay, well, do you want me to stay on the line with you, or what do you want to do?
Okay, yes, sir. Stay on the line with me.
Okay.
Okay, I am just going to give you some instructions. I'll stay on the line with you as long as I can. If it's safe to do so, keep all bystanders away from the area. and meet the firefighters in a safe location. Do not approach or enter any hazardous or dangerous areas. If anything worsens in any way, just let me know and tell me when the firefighters get there, okay?
Okay. Body's floating over there. Try to help her. There's a woman right over there floating. Yeah.
Forgive you, you're not by yourself. You're not alone.
Please. I'm alone. Just stay.
Get in there. Can't
hurt you.
Was she
alive when you went out there?
Yes.
She was?
Yes.
Damn. That's why I got to her. She went under.
God damn it.
Okay, sir. Have someone get the medics when they get there, or flag them down, if you can.
Yeah, I'll flag them down. Okay. We're the only ones. We're on a golf course.
I understand. Okay.
Okay. This is awful. I'm walking over there now.
Okay.
I can see the gator floating in the water, so I'm not going. Like, so I'm not going in there. I think she might have went under. Yeah, I can see a gator right in front of me. I can see a part of her body. Well, I could see, there's something floating around her now. Oh my God, is that her? Yeah, that's her. Yeah, she just came to the top. Oh, damn it. And there's a gator 20 yards from her. That's awful. Oh my, you know, there's a gator right next to her. That's what's floating her up. Oh no. Yeah, that's the movement. Yeah, there's a gator right next to her head or some part of her body. And there's another one too. Damn. I can hear the sirens. I just don't see anybody yet.
Okay. All right, just stay in line with me, sir.
Damn. Those gators don't waste any time. Oh, damn.
Okay, sir, can I have you verify the address or that you're at?
I'm right on the sixth hole, so I'm on the.
Okay.
You know, I can see the sirens. I'm looking across. They must be on golf view right now, so
okay.
I can see two sirens.
Okay, I am gonna stay on the phone with you until they get there.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I see two cars coming in here on golf view.
Okay. Can you still see the woman's body?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. No. I can see a third car coming in here too.
Okay.
I wonder how she ended up in here. Okay, now I see a fourth car coming in. Looks like there's a fifth car. So you guys got the troops coming in. That's good. Yeah, that's a fire truck. Like a cop car. Okay, so I'm going to walk over, see if I can flag these guys down.
Okay, sir. Stay on the phone until they are with you, though.
Yeah.
Just because I want to make sure that they get to you.
No, that's good. I'm just trying to see how these guys are going to get through here. Because this is a canal. Oh, here they come. Sir, go! Over here. Okay, I see a guy coming.
Okay, can they see you?
Yeah, they can. Can you see me? Okay, good. Yeah, you can see me.
Okay, sir. I will go and let you go then. Thank you very much.
The 70-year-old man who placed the 911 call was okay. He likely was experiencing the effects of an anxiety attack. The woman obviously didn't make it. It was later reported that had she not fallen into the water, Rosemarie Wiegand wouldn't have been attacked. But when she fell, she agitated two alligators who then attacked her. Alligators are territorial by nature. One alligator was 8 foot 10 inches long, and the other was 7 foot 7 inches. A neighbor of the victim recalled seeing the alligators grow.
I remember the gator was about 4 feet long. It would bask along the pond near the golf course across the pond from my house. The gators are everywhere. We know not to feed them or let little dogs out in the backyard. The alligators didn't come onto the land. They generally don't bother with anyone. The water is where they live and we respect them. This was a terrible accident. Rosemarie was a lovely, lovely woman.
Obscura is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listener, I have to admit, as I get older, I can be a bit of a loner. I find that large gatherings can leave me feeling exhausted. Yet, we all have responsibilities. Sometimes you have to be an adult and put yourself out there. That said, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery life. I've personally spoken with therapists during hard periods in my life. They've helped me get my head straight and confront my grief head on. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/obscura. Again, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today and get 10% off your first month.
Listener, you can find the full list of episodes of Disaster on any podcast app. Just search the title Disaster in your app of choice. Or you can get ad-free access to all episodes on the Obscura Patreon. Another benefit of joining our Patreon is that you get access to a massive amount of bonus content for as low as $1. And we just released an hour-long Black Label episode yesterday that some listeners have described as the most disturbing episode yet. Go to patreon.com/obscuracrimepodcast to support the show. It would be greatly appreciated during this holiday season. Ads are down for all podcasts across the board. Again, to support us, head to patreon.com/obscuracrimepodcast. Thank you. February 2023, Fort Pierce, Florida, the Spanish Lakes Fairways. An 85-year-old woman is walking her small dog. Her name is Gloria Surge. It's noon and they're walking alongside a retention pond. What happens next was caught on video. A 10-foot alligator rushes from the water and attempts to grab Gloria's dog. The 85-year-old responds by pulling her dog from the alligator. This wasn't the right move. Though, who can blame her in this situation? The alligator turns its attention to Gloria. What you're about to hear is the 911 call made at this time.
This is 911. There's a woman in the lake. The alligator's daughter, and she's on Adelia Street.
She's what?
The alligator's daughter.
This, an
An alligator has a woman.
Okay, what's the address? Okay, how big is it?
It's a huge gator. It's huge. I don't have anything to get to her.
Is she alive?
Yes, she's alive. She pulled her in. She pulled her in the lake.
Okay, hold on, ma'am. I'm gonna transfer you over to the fire department, okay? What's your name?
It's too late. Oh, my God.
Did it pull her under?
Yes. Oh, no.
It pulled her under?
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to transfer to the fire department.
Ma'am. Okay, take a deep breath for me, okay?
Okay. I am.
All right. How old is the female? How old does she look?
She's old. She's 75.
Oh, okay. All right. And you said an alligator pulled her in?
Pulled her in the lake. I can't see her. I ran to get a pole to pull her out, and I can't see her.
Okay. All right.
She's on the seashore.
Okay. All right. You don't see any of her body? Nothing sticking out?
Nothing. I see a shoe like she was swimming toward me. I said, come to the bank. I was trying to stick a pole out for her, and I was calling you at the same time, and she's gone.
Okay.
She's gone.
Now stay on the phone with me, okay? I need you to take
I need you to take
a deep breath. What's your name? I have lots of units that are coming to you, okay? And if we get disconnected, listen, your phone number is...
Yes.
Okay, I want you just to sit down, relax, and I want you to tell me if you see her come up, okay?
Okay, I don't.
How long has she been in the water?
Three minutes.
Oh, my God. Who else is with you? Are you by yourself?
Yes, I am. Okay. I just happened to look out my bedroom window and saw her. She was walking her little dog, and the gator grabbed the dog
and took her.
She fell down.
Okay.
And took her.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And you have her dog, right? The dog is alive?
I put him inside.
Okay.
I said, swim to the bank, but she said, I can't, the alligator's got me. And so I ran to get one of my, whatchamacallit, you know, your hand pots, one of my, and shepherd took, and it was very long, and when I got back,
okay.
And they have information if people, oh, I see her.
Okay,
She's
floating?
I see her, she's floating.
Okay.
I think she's gone. Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm going to let you speak with the officers, okay? I let my paramedics know everything, okay?
Okay.
All right. To go talk to them.
Oh, Dean, I think she's... Okay.
Despite what you might expect, bystanders did try to help Gloria Serge. Carol Thomas spoke of her experience that day.
She came up for air, and she pushed her hair back, you know, out of her eyes, and her arm was out, and I said, swim toward the paddle boat. We have one overturned in the lake, cuz. I figured if she could get there, I could shove it out, she could grab it. She said, I can't. The gator has me. I grabbed an iron pole, I thought that's very long. If I can get it out to her hand, or if I see the alligator, maybe I can distract him. Hit his nose, something. And when I came back, she was no longer visible. There is nothing you can do. Just kind of haunted by that, you know. I don't know what else I could have done.
According to T.C. Palm, from 1948 to 2021, 442 unprovoked bite incidents have occurred in Florida. 26 of the bites resulted in people being killed by wild alligators. A total of 303 people have received major injuries. 139 have received minor injuries over the same time period. But that's not all. You may think this is the moment where I downplay alligator attacks. These attacks are increasing in number, rising from an average of just one every 3 years between 1988 and 1999 to about seven per year between the year 2000 and 2016. I lived in Florida for years. I don't think some people fully understood how dangerous swimming in fresh water can be. I find it interesting we live in a world where we overstate the dangerousness of sharks while downplaying the danger of alligators. On July 2022, a man was playing golf when he saw a woman, Rosemarie Wiegand, fall into water in the distance. The feeling of panic set in when he heard the woman screaming. He ran towards the screaming woman asking if she needed help. It's then that he heard the woman scream she was being attacked by an alligator. It was 5 minutes into the attack when a 911 call was placed.
911, what's the location of the emergency?
Oh, a lady just drowned.
Okay, sir, what is your address?
I'm on the golf course at Boca Royale.
Do you know the address?
But I'm out on the golf course, Inglewood. I tried to swim in and get her almost drowned. Oh, God.
Okay.
It's a sinkhole. Call the clubhouse. Boca Royale Golf Course, Inglewood.
Okay.
They'll get somebody out here. Oh, God. I think I'll have a heart attack.
Okay. Okay, sir, what is the closest cross street to you?
Highway 776.
776, oh, okay. All right, sir, what is the phone number you're calling from in case you get disconnected?
I think I want to pass out.
Okay, sir, just stay on the line with me.
Oh, God.
Sir, stay on the line with me. Don't hang up. I'm going to get you help. Okay, sir, tell me exactly what happened.
I was playing the sixth hole, and this lady was across the water. Looked like she was trimming the edge, and she fell in. She was screaming. I tried to get to her, and she went under. I just couldn't find her. I thought I was going to die. Oh, God, my chest hurts. I'm 70 years old.
Okay, so you are calling for medical for the lady, right? For the female? Or do you need an ambulance?
She's gone. She's gone. She's under the water. Oh, God. I don't think I'm going to make it.
All right, sir, stand by with me.
Oh, God.
Hey, I hear people. Stay on the line with me.
I can't breathe.
Are you at that location now?
I'm on the golf course.
Okay.
Almost at the green. Hole 6. Ah. Oh, God. I just couldn't get to her. I tried.
Okay, what type of body of water is this?
It's a canal. That's around the golf course.
How many people are in the water?
One lady. She looked elderly. Oh, God.
I'm sending someone to help you now. Stay on the line, and I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Listen carefully, this could be a very dangerous situation. Do not go in the water.
I've already been in the water.
Okay. How long have they been there?
It's been about 5 or 10 minutes. It was 4 or 5 minutes before I got back in to the shore and called you.
Okay. Okay, can you see the person?
No. I can't see anything. I'm laying down. I can't get up.
Okay. What was the last location of the person was seen?
In the water, under the water. She went under.
Okay, sir, stand in line with me. I do have help on the way.
Okay, I think I need oxygen. I can't breathe. I can't get a breath.
Okay. How much time has passed since you last saw the person?
I don't know, about 5 minutes before I called you. Maybe 4.
What is the exact location the person entered the water?
Beside me. Help.
Okay, sir. Is it north or south of the intersection of Gulf View Drive and North Cayman Isles Boulevard? Is it north or?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. 06, the sixth hole on Boca Royal Book Golf Course.
Hole six.
Okay. No, help me.
You said hole six, sir?
What do you need? What do you want me to do for you? My wife's calling 911.
Stay on the phone.
Okay.
A woman fell in the water. She drowned. Okay. I tried to get her.
Sir, caller, can you hear me?
And she's talking to you.
Yeah, this is...
Okay. Okay, I do still have some questions for the man that called. I do have help on the way, though, okay?
Okay. Are you okay?
I can't breathe.
What do you want me to do for you?
I tried to get her.
Where's she at?
She's under the water.
She's under the water right here?
She's gone.
Huh.
Yeah. She was on the other side.
My wife's calling you now. She's calling 911, too.
Okay. Okay, how far from the shore are they?
Well, we're on the sixth hole at Boca Royal, and then there's a canal right on the sixth hole. And this gentleman said a woman's drowned in that right on the canal. They're in the canal.
Okay, but how far from the shore are they? Can you ask him?
How far from the shore, do you know? Or from the canal?
50 feet.
50 feet, maybe? Can you see her if I go over there?
I don't see her underwater. I swam out there. I couldn't get her.
God damn.
Okay, sir. Do you have a sir? Do you have a street address?
Yeah.
That we can use.
Yeah. Go. I'm in Boca Royal.
Maybe get on that side of the canal. Well, if I can't get her, she's under the water.
Okay. My wife just said they're on their way. You stay here. I'm gonna go see. There's a woman that drowned over here. I'll be right there. I just want to see.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I wish I could have got to her.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Describe the person's appearance and clothes.
The woman. I was 80, 90 yards away on the green. She was working around the edge. She looked like she was late 80s, thin, gray hair. She fell over the side. The other side of the canal from me.
Okay.
Oh, God. I just can't get a breath.
Do you know what she was wearing?
No, I don't. Oh.
Yeah, right. What can I do for you?
I just need air.
Okay, sir, I am sending you help as well, okay?
Okay, and I see the woman, she's just floating in the water about 50 feet.
Okay, so you can see her now?
Yeah, I can see the body, yep. And I would jump in, but, I mean, she's dead. And
no, do not jump in the water.
Okay, good. So I see the body, and I hear some sirens, too. I can hear them come in. Are you going to be all right?
If I could just...
Do you want me to lift you up or anything?
No, I better... Yeah.
Okay.
Is anyone injured?
Are you doing all right? Do you need any help at all?
I got to drink some of that water. I got to her. I just couldn't find her.
Maybe bring a... What's your name? Maybe bring a backup plane on the ground.
Okay, I do have help on the way for him and the female as well.
Okay, good. Okay, well, do you want me to stay on the line with you, or what do you want to do?
Okay, yes, sir. Stay on the line with me.
Okay.
Okay, I am just going to give you some instructions. I'll stay on the line with you as long as I can. If it's safe to do so, keep all bystanders away from the area and meet the firefighters in a safe location. Do not approach or enter any hazardous or dangerous areas. If anything worsens in any way, just let me know and tell me when the firefighters get there, okay?
Okay. Body's floating over there. Try to help her. So there's a woman right over there floating. Yeah.
You're not by yourself. You're not alone.
Good job.
Wait. I know. She's safe. You're not going to
catch her.
You're
safe.
I tried to get her. I
swam out there. Was she alive when you went out there?
Yes.
She was?
Yes.
Damn.
That's why I got to her. She went under.
God damn it.
Okay, sir. Have someone get the medics when they get there, or flag them down. If you can.
Yeah, I'll flag them down. Okay. We're the only ones. We're on a golf course.
We're
no, I understand. Okay.
Okay. This is awful. I'm walking over there now.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see gator floating in the water, so I'm not going. Like, so I'm not going in there. I think she might have went under. Yeah, I can see a gator right in front of me.
I
could kind of see. Yeah, I can see her. I can see a part of her body. Well, I could see. Shit. Yeah. There's something floating around here now. Oh my God, is that her? Yeah, that's her. Yeah, she just came to the top. Oh, damn it. And there's a gator 20 yards from her. That's awful. Oh my, you know, there's a gator right next to her. That's what's floating her up. Oh no. Yeah, that's the movement. Yeah, there's a gator right next to her head or some part of her body. And there's another one too. Damn. I can hear the sirens. I just don't see anybody yet.
Okay. All right, just stand in line with me, sir.
Damn. Those gators don't waste any time. Oh, damn.
Okay, sir, can I have you verify the address or that you're at?
I'm right on the sixth hole, so I'm on the.
Okay.
You know, I can see the sirens. I'm looking across. They must be on Golf View right now, so
okay.
I can see two sirens.
Okay, I am gonna stay on the phone with you until they get there.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I see two cars coming in here on Golf View.
Okay. Can you still see the woman's body?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. You know, I can see a third car coming in here too.
Okay.
I wonder how she ended up in here. Okay, now I see a fourth car coming in. Looks like there's a fifth car. So you guys got the troops coming in. That's good. Yeah, there's a fire truck. Looks like a cop car. Okay, so I'm going to walk over, see if I can flag these guys down.
Okay, sir. Stay on the phone until they are with you, though.
Yeah,
just because I want to make sure that they get to you.
No, that's good. I'm just trying to see how these guys are going to get through here, because this is a canal. Oh, here they come. Sir, go! Over here. Okay, I see a guy coming.
Okay, can they see you?
Yeah, they can. Can you see me? Okay, good. Yeah, you can see me.
Okay, sir. I will go and let you go then. Thank you very much.
The 70-year-old man who placed the 911 call was okay. He likely was experiencing the effects of an anxiety attack. The woman obviously didn't make it. It was later reported that had she not fallen into the water, Rosemarie Wiegand wouldn't have been attacked. But when she fell, she agitated two alligators who then attacked her. Alligators are territorial by nature. One alligator was 8 foot 10 inches long, and the other was 7 foot 7 inches. A neighbor of the victim recalled seeing the alligators grow.
I remember the gator was about 4 feet long. It would bask along the pond near the golf course across the pond from my house. The gators are everywhere. We know not to feed them or let little dogs out in the backyard. The alligators didn't come onto the land. They generally don't bother with anyone. The water is where they live and we respect them. This was a terrible accident. Rosemarie was a lovely, lovely woman.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.